On a sunny Saturday morning at the Bloomington Farmers Market, Annie Metzger of Samara Farm helps a customer interested in some freshly harvested fennel.
What does it taste like?
It has a black licorice flavor to it.
Oh, well, maybe I should try one. I'll take one.
All right.
Annie's husband, Zach Metzger, watches her close the sale.
I love the small business aspect of it. I love running a business and trying to do things in the best way possible.
It's an important lesson in farm finance, which Zach Metzger hopes will make Samara Farms successful. It was just a handful of years ago that the Metzgers weren't even farming at all. A high school physics teacher working in the Chicago area, Zach Metzger couldn't resist the lure of the land. He says the desire to farm just snuck up on him, and he was eager to be a part of the new local food economy. Colleen Callahan, Illinois State Director for Rural Development at the USDA, says the growing local food movement is an accessible way to get into farming.
I do view the Local Foods Initiative as an opportunity to invite the next generation back to the farm.
Back to the farm, because for many years, young people have been leaving the traditional family farm. Tara Brockman, executive director of the Land Connection, an agricultural educational nonprofit, says that's creating a gap.
About a generation or two ago, people who grew up on farms started to be doctors and lawyers and accountants, and now we're reaching where those elderly farmers are dying and there is no one in the family to take over the family farm.
Brockman says that's where Central Illinois Farm Beginnings comes in, a program under the Land Connection. It was originally devised by the Land Stewardship Program in Minnesota to help people of all ages and all walks of life learn entrepreneurial farming. Designed specifically to teach small-scale farming, Farm Beginnings provides workshops and mentorships for budding farmers. Kathleen Merrigan, Deputy Secretary of the USDA, says farmer mentorships are a growing trend in agriculture and a good way to foster the next generation of farmers. She says it's uniquely hands-on, though students learn there is more to farming than just getting their hands in the soil.
They have to have business plans and accounting skills.
Merrigan says the new fervor around local agriculture allows consumers to know the farmers who grow their food and feel confident in the quality. This trend is helping draw more people like the Metzgers into farming, and farmers looking to pass on their knowledge to the next generation are also happy with the trend.
Farmers are desperately hungry for these young people to come to the farms and ranches.
Leslie Cooper Band of Prairie Fruits Farm, east of Urbana, is one such mentor.
We have offered mentorships to people that are interested in either goat husbandry or goat dairying in particular, or organic fruit production.
Cooper Band says the folks she's mentored range from 20-somethings to middle-aged people looking to start over. Mentorships through the Farm Beginnings program provide a focused, year-long alternative to a college degree in agriculture. Tara Brockman from Farm Beginnings says they have about 25 farmers acting as mentors. They receive a small stipend, but it's largely volunteer work. Farmer Leslie Cooperband says in her role as mentor, she can reveal the harsh reality of farming.
Get behind the glamour aspect of farming, because I think people tend to romanticize it.
Tara Brockman says many farmers are keen to pass on their knowledge and give back. Mentorships can also be very practical for the farmer.
When it's especially an intensive mentorship, then the farmer is getting young, strong, often, you know, labor in exchange.
The USDA's Colleen Callahan says farmers who make the commitment to become mentors leave a lasting imprint.
Whatever it is that you've done in the agricultural realm, to be able to share that with somebody, to have it live on, is really quite a legacy.
The legacy of the farmer who mentored Zach and Annie Metzger lives on right on their farm. Farmer Garrick Veenstra showed them the best way to grow crops in the occasionally brutal Illinois climate. He also gave them garlic starts a few years ago to take with them as they started farming on their own.
We've been growing it since then and refining it a little bit on our own. We call it the New City Hardneck.
The Metzgers plan on growing and refining even more so that one day they, too, can mentor the next generation of farmers. In the meantime, they take inspiration from the tattoo on Annie Metzger's back.
It says hope in Gaelic. You have to have hope springing eternal as a farmer, that's for sure.
Tara Brockman adds that although the Farm Beginnings program helped the Metzgers get a start in agriculture, life on the farm is not for everyone. Farm Beginnings weeds out those not ready for the full commitment of farming. In fact, fewer than half of the participants end up going into farming full-time after their mentorships. Still, she says, it's a start toward bolstering the ranks of the traditional American farmer. I'm Laura Kennedy.